Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a nice little Wednesday here. We are. Got a daily football fix coming up at 3 o'clock. Then the Cowboys news of the evening. And Krusty's Corner is now under an hour away. Big night of college football last night, shortly after we went off air, the rankings update and all that. Here's the Chief with the college football hump day, Darty.
Yeah, let's go ahead and get into all of it right after this.
Well, looky here. Mr. Cold Turkey put a mini booze bottle in his headset.
I've never filmed any of you guys when you're using the bathroom, so I don't know what faces you make when you're doing that.
Special teams, fucking joke.
I want them never to say our name again!
Well, I don't get that. Right, man, Colt.
All right, boys and girls, we did get the college football playoff rankings.
They sucked.
You didn't like them?
No, there was one very notable omission, Eric.
The Mean Green.
Where was North Texas, and why the hell was Tulane ranked?
Well, that's a perfect transition because, yes, Tulane right now, who's the 24th ranked team in the country, is sitting in the 12th spot. If the playoffs started today, they would be taking on Texas Tech in Lubbock. That should be our North Texas Mean Green.
Oh.
Now, I was really, really excited when I saw this clip here. This is even more reason to feel like UNT should be in at 12 over Tulane.
Was it Coach Shirtless or something?
This is their very own head coach, John Sumrall, being very honest about his team after being number 12 in the college football rankings.
I mean, I'll just be very candid. There's some days I feel like we're one of the bottom 25 teams in the country watching us play. So, you know, if we want to start feeling comfortable or casual about somebody wanting to vote us in the top 25 teams, there must be a lot of bad football going on if we're one of the top 25 teams. So, I mean, there must be some really bad football played right now in college football. So, I don't know. We're average. We're an average team. We get every 6 or 7 days, depending on the schedule of the week, to promote ourselves or embarrass ourselves. And we've done that before. So we better get ready to play. I think I watched this practice today. I think we're average.
I mean, wow.
There you go.
The guy was standard.
I think we're average. Dude.
Might be doing a little psychology there, you think?
Yeah, I would like to imagine these are some mind games that he's playing. I also think he's just riddled with honesty right there.
He's right.
Like the nature of college football, there must be a lot of bad teams. We are truly not that good, but here we are, and we can't start sniffing ourselves because we happen to be in the college football playoff as of today, even though we're the 24th ranked team in the country. So I really appreciated that from him. Now, elsewhere in college football, there's a couple of things of note. The first of which is you have Arizona State quarterback Sam Levitt, doubtful to return to Arizona State next season. His brother calls the On3 Sports report a joke.
But I think that in this world that we're living in right now, it could easily happen. Teams are going to be hungry for quarterbacks, and Sam Leavitt will be a guy that teams are going to be interested in. And then it's also leading to the question of what does that mean for Kenny Dillingham?
Absolutely.
Like, is he about to get poached by a bigger, better program to be a head coach there? Right. So maybe they're a package deal for a team, or maybe Dillingham's planning on going somewhere else. And so Leavitt's going to up and leave as well. But that is something to monitor here. And he could probably fetch a ton of money. I mean, these schools, sure. Carson Beck, what he just got at Miami, Mendoza being another guy going to Indiana and what it's done for them. You saw it last year with Cam Ward. Like, it's happening all over the place. And so Sam Leavitt might be the next guy. And then Dillingham as well. I don't know. Would Dillingham do anything for you at LSU there, Broadus? Or you need something bigger and better?
I think he's a good young coach. I like where he got Arizona State into the playoffs and how they played. I think there's an element of where I think he's one of these guys with the summer, like that guy that Tulane, he's like, I think Dillingham, I think he's an honest guy too.
And he gets the modern era college football.
Yeah, he really does. And, you know, and so that, I don't know if he has the flair of the play caller or the offensive wizardry of, and I know he was at Oregon, right?
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It was his background.
Yeah.
I don't know if he has that of what Lane Kiffin has. But yeah, if you want to say a poor man's, you know, they always say that in scouting, oh, he's a poor man's player. Dillingham might be a poor man's Lane Kiffin when this is all said and done.
He'd be the next up on my list. I think he's an absolute star in the making, Dillingham. Now, it's going to be hard, I think, to get him out of Arizona State because I believe he's an alum. So that's, you know, that it means a lot to him to be with that program. But you get one of these big offers, especially, let's say, Sark did leave Texas.
Yeah.
Now you're sitting there like, well, who else are you going to go get? Maybe Dillingham would be one of those guys that's on their radar.
All I know is Dillingham is begging for an indoor facility. You know, like he's having to like take his press conferences and go beg to get stuff, you know, that. And to me, that's, if you're a coach having to stand up there and beg for stuff, you might not be too long for that place.
Yeah, absolutely. You want to try and get this a little bit easier. Now, yeah. Wolchuk mentioned the Sark situation. He mentioned that yesterday.
But you're right, Jack. I think he's, you know, the coaching, I think, is very good,
though. And I love the personality. I mean, I think his players absolutely love him. Great job so far at Arizona State, and we'll see where he ends up next. But Wolchuk mentioned Sark. This was Desmond Howard. How about Desmond Howard getting in the news breaking game? Listen to him taking his trash out and giving us a bit of a scoop here.
Happy Monday morning, everybody. I'm here taking out this garbage. Had a couple of thoughts. One is, man, I missed the Twins. But as I'm walking past this tennis ball in my yard, I was also thinking, don't be surprised if that Texas job opens up at the end of the season. you guys were shocked when LSU opened up. Imagine how you're going to feel if that job in Austin pops open. I'm not calling or saying anyone's going to get fired. It may be a mutual parting of ways. You dig? Anyway, you guys have a great Monday.
Yeah, I'm sure Longhorns fans are going to have a great day.
You'd have to have something like lined up. You'd have to know where you're going and have good reason to believe you're confident. We talked about it at the opening segment. Maybe that is Lane Kiffin. I just wonder, was he referring to the Coors Light twins when he said, I miss the twins?
Yeah, I don't know.
I miss them too. Yeah. They were great.
I wasn't really sure exactly what he was doing. The whole thing just threw me off.
Is so he working on the road?
Does he have
the
twins?
Trash out and talking about random stuff. Sark has come out and went on like a huge long rant about how his family has roots here in Austin. They just had their son. His older kids are attending the university, and he has no plans to leave.
Yeah,
but Desmond Howard clearly must have heard something there, and maybe it's for the NFL. You know, maybe the Rossini report ends up being correct.
Sounds like he's negotiating the buyout.
Yeah, perhaps he is.
I mean, I wonder if he was in Atlanta. He's got a connection there. He coached with the Falcons. If they move on from Raheem Morris, is that a job that he's I mean, I think it's a jump to the NFL if he leaves Texas. I don't think it's somewhere else in college. I think it would be that Rossini reported the Titans job. Maybe he really likes Cam Ward. But Atlanta, if that opportunity opened up, just going by familiarity, that might make some sense as well. But Desmond Howard does have two twins, Desmond Jr.
There
and
you go.
Demir.
Love it. Okay, we had some alleged rumored cockfighting going on in South Carolina.
You don't say.
After the meltdown to the Aggies.
Was Beamer a part of this?
Rumors circulated that the members of the coaching staff had been involved in a physical altercation. That head coach Shane Beamer was supposedly upset with the defensive play calling in the second half. And so he had allegedly come to blows with the defensive coordinator, Clayton White.
Wow.
They have both said that this is untrue, but I like the idea of Beamer just being so upset and so embarrassed after doing the hyping up the crowd at halftime bit where he thought the game was over, and then he surrendered an all-time historic lead. So we'll see. Maybe there's a bloody lip or something like that we can get some evidence. But
yeah.
People are down bad in Gamecock land. And to that note, I did want to just run through some of my favorite TAMU police from Saturday.
Yeah,
let's see here.
I was wondering about what that was going to say with our DPS trooper.
I know.
Yeah,
yeah. They did announce like, hey, we've relieved him of the duties, but they haven't gone any further in it. They tweeted out at one point during the game, subject with two Michelob Ultras in pocket, ejected. You have another one, neat, they started out with.
I hope he got to keep his Michelob Ultras.
Yeah.
That's an ejection?
Yeah. I'm kicked out for these. Let me have them, fam.
Yeah,
barely any
those.
Alcohol in these things.
Packs. Give me a break. It's just some hydration, bro. Subject removed a 16-ounce Miller Lite from shorts after entering stadium, ejected.
Ooh.
You have fail to ID.
Women around him were impressed.
Yeah.
Girl, you see that? With the great pants on. Great pants. Girl, look.
Wow, it's a beer can.
Fail to ID and MIP. Section 100A saw officer and put drink down.
Okay.
Provided false name and date of birth to officer. Arrested.
Eric, can we do a study one day of like go back and take all the tweets and look at all the section numbers? And like make a determination which is the drunkest section at Kyle Field.
I'm here for that.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Like section 238 has 17 arrests.
100A had 3 in a row. So you had that one, the MIP. Then you had another MIP in 100A. Saw officer tried to hide beer can in red solo cup. Citation issued. Then you had MIP times 2 in section 100A. Saw officer passed drink to friend. Another subject saw officer and threw drink in the trash can. Citation issued. So there was just a handful from the debauchery.
This is college football.
Are these officers just walking around in the crowd?
Looking in cups, apparently. Looking inside your cups and looking at how bubbly it is.
Well, because they know how good of a bit they have on Twitter right now, and I think they want to keep that alive. You know, that's just my guess.
Okay, content over everything.
The engagement.
Exactly.
Yeah, engagement farming.
At Fun Police.
Yeah.
And it's
that's
working. What we're looking at.
Most popular website, Texas A&M Police.
There it is, a college football hump.
day, Daugherty, here in the nation. We got one down, four to go, talking sports with y'all afternoon here on your home of the Cowboys, home of the Rangers. Still keeping an eye out for that Rangers breaking news. Whenever it happens, we'll be first to jump in, break it down for you. We're going to have a trade. Might have a release sometime in the next 48 hours, Wolchuk.
All right, let's do a little daily football fix, shall we? Hump Day Mock and an all-time Lawrence Taylor story. That's next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.